Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
God is always right because He is God. There are no parameters within which He must work, nor can men in any way dictate, determine, or sit in judgment of anything which He is pleased to do in the earth or the heavens. His creation of this world was for His own purpose, which He has shown to be the setting of a stage whereon He would demonstrate the glory of His grace in the redemption of a people which He loved in Christ before the foundation of the world. But God, who is rich in mercy for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. The Lord could have demonstrated His love for His chosen people in any fashion which pleased Him. He determined to do it by sending His only begotten Son into the world to die for their sins and make an atonement for them, forever purging them of all guilt and condemnation associated therein. He did not do this out of any necessity, except that which originated in His own purpose and desire. In order for Christ to die for sinners, it was necessary that sin occur. The sin of Adam and Eve was not by chance, nor did it in any wise run contrary to that which God had ordained to fulfill His own purpose. The scheme of redemption was not a move by God to remedy an unforeseen problem. Rather, He created the world to demonstrate the glory of His grace in the redemption of sinners. So sin was a necessity in order to fulfill that purpose. At this point, some are surely gasping for breath, bringing out the tar and feathers and making the hangman's noose ready. Some are saying, He's making God to be the author of sin. It is beyond the scope of this broadcast to discuss such an inane subject. But suffice it to say that God has ordained that sin fulfill His purpose as much as He has any other occurrence which must take place according to His decree. Let the moralist rant as if God is susceptible to the baseless accusations of men. God is God, and we must fall at His feet in adoring wonder and say, "Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in Thy sight." The Scripture plainly says that God hates sin and is angry with the wicked every day. He will not look upon it, nor clear the guilty. If anyone should doubt the awfulness of sin, let him never forget that sin was the very reason that the Father judged His own Son as worthy of death. It was sin that brought about His betrayal, sin that drove Him to agony in the Garden of Gethsemane, caused His pain at the hands of His captors, and ultimately put Him upon the cross where He died for His elect bride. His precious, pure, and holy blood was poured out upon the ground, cursed for sin's sake. So never, never doubt the reprehensible nature of sin which caused our blessed Redeemer's pain. Yet we must never fall prey to the mindset that views His death for sin as some unplanned inevitability, which was a stopgap remedy designed at the last moment to solve an unforeseen problem, much like our present government's stupid attempts to stave off economic catastrophe. Nor can we embrace a view which makes what He did prone to fail because some men will not believe in Him. God has ordained sin to occur to fulfill His own purpose, and every last one of those sins must be committed for that purpose to stand. We have no doubt that it will, nor do we doubt that every sin for which He atoned is forever removed. If Christ died for the sins of His people before those sins were committed, and we are certain that He did, then it is necessary for those sins to occur unless He died in vain. Here is the glory of that which He has accomplished. It was not in vain. Everyone for whom He shed His precious blood is forever set free from the condemnation, guilt, and destruction which they rightly deserve. Those who are reconciled to God through the death of the Lord Jesus Christ manifest that they have been born again by the Spirit of God, who has written His law upon their hearts. They can no more delight and love the way of sin without reservation, nor despise the law of God, than the wicked can embrace the truth of God. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. Sin must occur, and the greatest heartbreak and lament of the sons of God is that they commit such heinous acts which cause their beloved Savior to bleed.
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.